I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's a Monday. It's a championship Monday as the Kentucky Wildcats get ready to take on the UConn Huskies. And a ninth national championship banner could be hanging from the rafters of Rupp Arena sooner than anybody thought. And to join me in to talk about Rupp Arena and everything else from a business standpoint is the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. His name is Eric Carlson. Good day to you.
Good day, Alan, and it's a great day business-wise for couch salesmen. They are doing great replacing couches here in Lexington, Kentucky because of this run.
Oh, my goodness, yes. let's first talk about Rupp Arena because Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear last week weighed in on the whole situation about funding and financing for this Rupp project.
Yeah, in the middle of last week, the governor met with House and Senate leadership to see about ways that they could tack on the proposed $65 million before session ends. And there are three possible days of the legislature left, though really two are most likely actually going to happen. Those are what are called the veto days on the 14th and 15th of April, as the legislature is required to adjourn by state constitution at midnight at the end of the 15th. And there's an extra day that was held over from a snow day, but chances are that's not going to be used this time around. But the governor is requesting that the House and Senate somehow pass $65 million to be used towards the building of Rupp Arena. And the question remains right now is exactly how they can go about getting that done. I talked a little bit with the governor's staff late last week trying to figure that out. And it's going to be an interesting thing because it's too late to introduce a bill. They can't tack it into the budget because the budget's already been passed. The governor will have to have signed most likely done his line item vetoes or veto the budget as a whole before then, and I can't imagine he's going to veto the budget as a whole because the legislature then, the whole reason they're coming back on the 14th and 15th is to be able to override his line item vetoes. And so to say, okay, we'll go with this budget as long as you tack on another $65 million to it and I'll sign it as a whole, there's really a lot of trust that's going to be in there if they do that. So I'm guessing that it's going to have to be some other bill that's already been out there that they're just going to completely gut and tack on an amendment if this is something that can get done.
So the odds are very, very long. What about the idea of the governor calling a special session?
It's possible, but you know, it's something that's going to then cost us even more money if we're complaining about $65 million being spent towards a project. It would have to be a five-day special session at absolute minimum, which costs around $50,000 to $60,000 a day to do. So that's going to be a tall task for the governor to do and re-adjourn the legislature and have all the other things that have to happen around the legislature being in session to take place again just for this project.
Yeah, another thing that happened related to thoroughbred racing and the instant racing situation, big announcements both from Keeneland and the Red Mile.
That's right. The two tracks here in town have announced that by July of 2015, they're going to have open instant racing facilities adjacent to their track. Keeneland's calling it the Keeneland Events Center, which will be located next to Keene Barn, be about a 40,000-square-foot facility, mixed in with a new simulcasting facility that will take place of what's currently in the grandstands, dining, and then the instant racing machines, which will also be put into a new center that's going to be under construction at Red Mile. And what the instant racing machines are similar to slot machines, but they base themselves off of races that have already been run. So it's a somewhat of a form of legalized gaming in the state that will then hopefully go back to help increase the purses at the Kentucky tracks.
And speaking of the track, Keeneland also said that they're going to take out Polytrack after this meet.
Yes, and they had an announcement 2 weeks ago that they were going to be going after the Breeders' Cup. And when that news came down, it struck me as odd because they have the Polytrack, which is something that they were co-owners of. And Breeders' Cup has somewhat let it be known that they like to be run on dirt, so much so that Del Mar track out in San Diego is currently pulling up their synthetic to put back down a dirt track in hopes of getting a Breeders' Cup in the future. And so a week after saying they're going for the Breeders' Cup, Keeneland has announced the scrapping of their own Polytrack and put back in a new dirt surface that would be ready for the fall meet, but not start until as soon as this meet is over.
This despite the fact that Polytrack, they had pretty good information that it was safer for the horses.
That's actually a yes and a no. And as far as catastrophic events are concerned, that's true. But the soft tissue injuries, which at minimum will leave a horse out for a year, and as you know, the horse racing they don't have a long shelf life as far as racing is concerned. That actually was not as good of a number as has been on dirt. So that's actually a mixed bag. If you look at it as far as catastrophic injuries, yes, that has done a lot better. But overall, for the health of a horse that's racing, is questionable.
All right, so we had Rupp Arena and racing, and that's pretty much everything that that ties into Kentucky's economy.
I forgot about bourbon.
Yeah, you did. There's nothing to report from the bourbon front.
Other than there might be a lot drank tonight if UK wins to celebrate.
Yeah, I believe that would be the very safe bet. Eric Carlson from Business Lexington, editor-in-chief, has been our guest again on Biz Lex Chat. And thanks again for joining us, and go Cats.
Thanks so much for having me, Alan.